You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Here's a sensitive subject. They say smell is the one sense most closely linked to memory. Do you remember what grandpa and grandma smelled like? I don't mean their aftershave or perfume, something more personal. Aside from obvious odors that may be associated with incontinence issues and the like, folks swear that there is something in the air which can only be described as that old person smell. The Japanese have a word for it, kerishu. A new study in Scientific American concluded that when blindfolded volunteers were given a whiff of sweat-soaked armpit pads, they reliably recognized the aroma of old people, not so much middle-aged or the young. This may be inherited from animals, which can recognize the scent of the sick and dying. Without getting into all the hard science, basically the more sweat on the skin, the more chemicals for our bacteria to break down, and the stronger the body odor. But take heart. In another study by the Monell Clinical Senses Center in Sweden, 41 volunteers huffed from glass jars containing pads collected from young, middle-aged, and old-timers. Their findings revealed that the elderly people's odor were both less intense and less unpleasant than those of the young or middle-aged. While these volunteers still had an easier time identifying old person smell, it's safe to say they didn't find those aromas intense or offensive. Think of it more like an old book smell. Good personal hygiene will keep you smelling like a rose and a friendly word to the wise. In a smell-sensitive society, guys, lay off the Axe body spray. And girls, avoid perfumes that have the word poison on the label. Be kind to old people. What you may be smelling is simply decay. We all have to face entropy, hopefully later than sooner. I'm Cal Cote. Welcome to an hour of odorless enjoyment for your ears. We start in Senegal with DK Phone, who finds tragic inspiration in the slave island of Gori. Here is DK Phone with Marisek and Liam Farrell with Gori Demba from World Beat Canada Radio.
Yeah. 103, and you are listening to
The Beat of the World on
World Beat Canada Radio.
That is Zuko 103 from the Netherlands. DK Phone with Marisek and Liam Farrell got things started with Gori Denba. This is Compassion Gorilla. They are from Victoria, British Columbia, and Apocalypse Never, the Magabo remix. For your ears on World Beat Canada Radio. From Victoria, British Columbia, we cross the Salish Sea back to my hometown, Vancouver, BC, and we'll introduce you to something new from Los Duendes. They just released their new album at the end of 2023, and it's called Me Recuerdas. And it's a little bit of Chilean cumbia mixed with Sonoran desert twang. Elfman is standing by. My name is Cal Cote. Thanks for being here for this ride on the global side.
parece cuando interactuamos todos. Somos almas que se reflejan inocentemente. Una red de conexiones nos mantienen anclados en el presente. Y es a veces tan simple no mirarnos de frente. De todas mis colisiones, y es a veces tan simple no querer ver al frente.
Brand new spin for 2024. That is Radiotronica. They are from Madrid, Spain. And Nodos, before that, Los Duendes from Vancouver. And Elfman off Mi Recuerdes. This is the latest from New York powerhouse Afrobeat artist Antiballas. It's Gold Rush on World Beat Canada Radio. Take over land, land that beat us all.
abundance has been booked in my heart. Oh, Mitchie the Susan Dancer, all the nations. Back when 1804, Kitani Shake, yeah, yeah, taking up for you.
An urban English band called The Jam released a great single called Going Underground. Today, a band called Delata from London, England, have taken inspiration from the new wave and the Afro-Brazilian music that has sprung up in the neighborhoods. This is your Touch of the Familiar. It's Delata with Going Underground by The Jam on World Beat Canada Radio.
Is in a rush, but I'm quite happy living what I got. People might say that I should strive for more, but I'm so happy I can't see the point. Things happening here today, a show of strength with your boys' brigade. And I'm so happy and you're so kind. You want more money, of course I don't mind. My nuclear Texas or atomic crimes, and the public gets what the public wants, but I want nothing this society's got. I'm going underground. Let the brass replace our rockets and guns. The public wants what the public gets, but I